Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love. All made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Welcome to another edition of Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Paint Dream Pipe Bomb Productions. You all know who I am. I am the Bear of Texas. And ladies and gentlemen, All In, AEW All In for next year will take place in my home state, the great state of Texas. Wow. I never would have thought this would happen. At least not anytime soon. I was hoping that eventually AEW would have a major pay-per-view in my home state. Never thought it would be this soon. All In usually takes place in London. But next year they're going to have it in Arlington, Texas at Globe Life Field. The home of the 2023 World Series champions, the Texas Rangers. This is incredible. You know, when I first saw this news, you know, just like within the last 48 to 72 hours, I was just completely blown away. You know, not long ago, Tony Khan was having a meeting in Arlington. And of course, the story was, is that he actually had a conversation with Shane McMahon. Yeah, and then all these rumors started floating around that Shane McMahon could be headed to All Elite Wrestling. As a matter of fact, I was actually asked to do an episode about that, about the conversation between Shane McMahon and Tony Khan. Now, I couldn't do that because I really didn't take this whole thing seriously about Shane McMahon being All Elite possibly in the foreseeable future. I didn't buy into any of that crap. Now, if Shane McMahon miraculously actually signs with AEW, then obviously that's a story right there, but that would be a story for another time. But Tony Khan and Shane McMahon, in fact, had a private meeting at an airport in Arlington, Texas. You know, and I was wondering what Tony Khan was doing there. Now, actually this week, I believe AEW Collision took place here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You'll have to forgive me on that because I've not been paying attention to the locations where AEW has been, but from what I understand, AEW is in London. So I think when Tony Khan was actually having that meeting, I think during that time, I think there was a Ring of Honor show in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I believe it was in Arlington. It was in Arlington where there was a Ring of Honor show. There was actually been a Ring of Honor show there before. I think they had Death Before Dishonor in 2022. They had it at the University of Texas at Arlington. But I mean, from what I understand, I mean, AEW, if I'm correct, I mean, they're in London right now because, of course, All In is getting ready. But I got to tell you... You know, the fact is, I was actually convinced that AEW All In would continue to take place in England. But honestly, Tony Khan, in fact, has announced that he has plans to bring AEW to England next year. So, and according to this, AEW All In will, in fact, be back in London in 2026. So, but it was announced that AEW All In 2025 will take place at Globe Life Field. Now, as far as the whole thing, you know, going on in London, now Tony Khan did say, and I quote, "We love having AEW at Wembley Stadium, and we're back in 2026 in England," unquote. But he also did confirm that AEW will be in London next year. But it won't be for AEW All In. He said he promises it's going to be something different, but it's big plans. So it's going to be something different, but it's going to be something huge. Now, of course, All In 2024 is scheduled to take place next week, actually 7 days from now. So, of course, the main event of All In this year obviously would be Swerve Strickland versus Bryan Danielson for the AEW World Championship. And, of course, as we know, if Bryan Danielson does not win, he will retire from active competition. So, man. So, AEW All In, I mean, I tell you, AEW All In last year, when I did that 4-episode part on this show, you know, I really committed myself to putting in all that work, and I'm so proud of what I did. Man. Oh, of course, I think, you know, the match I was looking forward to was Chris Jericho versus Will Ospreay. That was a great match, and of course, Ospreay won. So, I think, you know, now as far as, AEW taking place at Globe Life Field, now keep in mind, WWE has had WrestleMania twice in Arlington, in 2016 and in 2022. Obviously, I would imagine it's going to happen again. I would imagine it may happen at least once in the next 10 years or so. But AEW really is taking in to try to make these events at large stadiums. Now, one source says that AEW having these events at these stadiums is a huge mistake. Now, all of a sudden, I can possibly question to Tony Khan's intentions and whatever, but at the end of the day, I can't take things too far because I don't know what it's like to be in Tony Khan's position. So, I mean, he's running AEW, of course, the Jaguars, and of course, Fulham FC in London. So I always tell everybody, it's no surprise that Tony Khan and AEW were able to get a show in London because, of course, of the connections, because Tony Khan's father owns Fulham FC, which is a football club in London, England. Well, in the London area, I should say. I'm not sure what part of London Fulham is, or if there's a part of London called Fulham. I apologize. To all my English followers, I apologize about that. Obviously, I've not been in England for a long time. I haven't spent enough time in England, and, well, Barnaby says I really should. Anyway, so, man, you know, the one thing that I've been thinking about, so while this is huge, this is definitely going to be something huge, you know, for the state, for the DFW area, of course, because, you know, so many wrestling fans in that area. Me personally, I really want to try to find a way to be able to buy a ticket to a show. If I could, man, if I could get several tickets so I can bring, you know, a couple of good friends that are passionate pro wrestling fans, that would be something that I would love to do dearly. But we'll have to wait and see. But man, you know, this is something huge. Now, I can't imagine exactly, you know, how many people, you know, could be brought in for this. I mean, this could be something, this could be like, you know, a huge big wrestling event. I mean, this could possibly, you know, some would say that this could bring more people than the freaking World Series because, of course, last fall, the World Series, you know, returned to Arlington with the Rangers in it. Now, there's only two games at Globe Life Field because the Rangers won the World Series in 5 games. And after the first 2 games took place in Arlington, the other 3 were in Arizona. So the Rangers actually clinched the World Series on the road. It probably would have been better had they done it in Arlington. But you know what? I'm just glad that they were able to clinch it as quickly as possible. And they did, because right now the Rangers are back to being the Texas Rangers, struggling. So it's good to see, like, Globe Life Field, you know, recently, you know, has the World Series there. And then, you know, of course, all the concerts that have already happened there. And then, of course, AEW All In coming over there. I mean, this is going to be something huge. Now, I want to talk about the show itself. Now, first things first, I want Ross and Marshall Von Erich. I want Ross and Marshall Von Erich to be part of the show. Hopefully, the likes of Sammy Guevara and, of course, Dustin Runnels, who all hail from the state of Texas. I hope they're all part of the show. So the Von Erichs, and of course, you know, if Kevin Von Erich makes an appearance, that would be huge. But again, the likes of Sammy Guevara, Dustin Runnels, fellow Texans. But the main event, in my honest opinion, the main event should basically feature one particular individual that means a lot to me. Ladies and gentlemen, I say this. Thunder Rosa should be the main event of AEW All In next year. Thunder Rosa should be in the main event. And I think the main event of AEW All In next year should be for the AEW Women's World Championship. For so long, I have admired Thunder Rosa. I admire her knowledge and her passion for the business. I admire her wrestling skills. I admire her promo skills. I admire her character. Everything with Thunder Rosa, as far as pro wrestling goes, I admire it. Thunder Rosa is a hero of mine, along with several other female wrestlers like Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. You know, the list goes on. You know, I have been so vocal. I am a staunch and vocal supporter of women's wrestling. And I want to see AEW All In feature a women's main event match for the AEW Women's World Championship. So I said this already. Thunder Rosa should be the main event of that show. And I think Thunder Rosa should become champion at AEW All In next year. She should win the title again in Texas. You know, honestly, and I will say this, and I must spend some more time talking about her. Anna Jay. Anna Jay is also somebody that I have a lot of respect for. I have rooted for her. I have supported her. I have watched her, you know, grow, you know, as a wrestler, improve. Anna Jay is currently in Japan. She's doing a fantastic job. Some of the highlights that we've seen on Twitter, some of the stuff that she shared. Anna Jay is doing a super fantastic job. I think Anna Jay should be in that match as well. You know, and seeing, you know, as I'm following, you know, how Anna Jay is currently working a tour in Japan, you know, this source right here, Fightful.com, says that in Anna Jay's case, she says wrestling in Japan is her dream. She is so committed to getting better as a wrestler, and she has been getting better. And I got to tell you, every time I have expressed major support and praise for Anna Jay, a lot of wrestling fans had taken to ridiculing me for it. Some would go as far as to say, you just think Anna Jay is pretty, that's why you're rooting for her. First of all, if you think that, fuck off. Fuck off. Yeah, Anna Jay is beautiful. In fact, I would say she's the most beautiful Georgia woman I've ever seen. But here's the deal. Anna Jay is a great wrestler. Anna Jay has really been a huge part of AEW. You can laugh at me all you want, but here's the deal. I know what I've seen. And I'm actually trying to root for somebody that's trying to live their dreams, okay? You can think whatever you want. You're entitled to your opinion, but here's the deal. I'm entitled to mine. I think Anna Jay is a fantastic pro wrestler, and she is getting better, and she has a bright future, not only in AEW, but wherever her career takes her moving forward, whether she works in Japan, whether she works for another company in the U.S., whether she goes to work in Mexico. In the future, Anna Jay is going to make a strong impact, and she's going to establish herself as a pioneer in women's professional wrestling. She's already making progress. Anna Jay, ladies and gentlemen, she deserves respect. So far, I'm thinking the main event for AEW All In should be a four corners match for the AEW Women's World Championship. Thunder Rosa in one corner, Anna Jay in the other. Now, who should be in the other? Now, that's very, very difficult because there's so much tremendous talent on that AEW Women's Wrestling roster. Part of me says, obviously, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, because of her popularity and her ability to draw. Now, of course, as we know, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, is a former AEW Women's World Champion. And, of course, she lost the title to Thunder Rosa, you know, last year. So, you know, so seeing Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, in the AEW Women's World title picture again is something big. Now, I believe the doctor, she said before that she not looking to be the champion again. But, you know, I'm sure that if storylines, you know, we just have to wait and see how things go. I mean, you never say never, but, you know, things change. But right now, you know, I'm already sold on the fact that since we're talking about a four corners match for the AEW Women's World Championship, yeah, two of them, it should be Thunder Rosa and Anna Jay. And I think really the third, I'm leaning Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. Now, I assure you, I do not want to disrespect any of the female talent, but, you know, again, such an overload, such a huge roster. I mean, it's tough. You know, part of me says the fourth one should be Toni Storm, whether it's Timeless Toni Storm and whatnot. I mean, Toni Storm, another female wrestler that I have a lot of respect and admiration for because she's just truly phenomenal. Now, as I said many, many times on this program, while I do in fact enjoy seeing the Timeless Toni Storm character, I truly, honestly miss the rock star Toni Storm. But, you know, of course, you know, and I've already spoken to a couple of friends of mine, and a friend of mine, man, you know, honestly, you know, he's really pushing for Nyla Rose to be in the AEW Women's World Title picture as well. So yeah, a friend of mine, he's pushing for for Nyla Rose. You know, other friend of mine is pushing, you know, for Hikaru Shida. You know, a friend of, you know, and another one, you know, again, I've spoken to many of them who all listen to the show. One of them says, you know, Camille, who's now working a program with Mercedes Moné. So it's just a lot. So, but I got to tell you that this is just, you know, tough, you know, looking again, I mean, of course, there's Harley Cameron, and of course, Jamie Hayter, who we haven't seen her for over a year. You know, honestly, you know, Diana Perrazzo, Athena, who, of course, is the current Ring of Honor Women's World Champion. So there's just so many choices, you know, but so far the two that I'm already sold on already is, of course, Anna Jay and Thunder Rosa. But, you know, of course, you know, Camille as well, former NWA Women's World Champion. And, of course, Chris Statlander, you know, even, you know, honestly, imagine if we had legit Layla Hirsch, you know, in the main event of AEW All In a Four Corners match for the AEW Women's World Champion, you know. So many amazing talent. I mean, right now I'm having a hard time speaking, but, you know, and honestly, you have these former, most of them, like, you know, former women's world champions as well. So, and honestly, sorry. I mean, right now I'm just at a little bit like that, but, you know, honestly, having Camille part of the match again, former NWA Women's World Champion. You know, so many to choose from. Of course, you know, going even more. You know, of course, you know, Queen Aminata, you know, Riho, you know, Sky Blue, Saraya, Taya Valkyrie. You know, imagine, you know, even Serena Deeb. So, and of course, hey, how can I forget Willow Nightingale? Of course, Chris Statlander. Man, of course, Mariah May, Layla Gray, Julia Hart. So. A lot of choices out there, but honestly, right now, I'm thinking, you know, again, you know, if I'm talking about a four corners match for the AEW Women's World Champion, you know, again, two of them I'm completely sold on. It should be Thunder Rosa and Anna Jay, and I say this with conviction, but Thunder Rosa should be the main event of AEW All In because it's in the state of Texas, because like that, and I also believe Anna Jay as well, because Anna Jay is working on perfecting her skills. She's honing her craft even more. She's learning and getting better. So this run in Japan is exactly what she needs. And of course, I wouldn't be surprised if she even had, you know, got working dates in Mexico to even take things, you know, take her skills up a notch even more. So, man. So I know I spent more time talking about the potential main event that I want to see, because I think the main event for AEW All In, it should be for the AEW Women's World Championship. I am sold on the fact that the main event for AEW All In should be for the AEW Women's World Championship, and Anna Jay and Thunder Rosa should both be in it. It should be a four corners match, but I think two of the participants already should be Thunder Rosa and Anna Jay, and I think Thunder Rosa should become the world champion once again on that day. And honestly, if it comes to that and the title is vacant, hey, that would probably make the match even more exciting, although some people would disagree, but we all have our opinions. We all see things different, but hey, who knows, man, oh man. I got so worked up. Anyway, so ladies and gentlemen, let me know what y'all think about AEW All In, you know, going to be in a Globe Life Field, especially for those of you listening that live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, if you hail from the state of Texas. Let me know if you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening on Spotify through your cell phone. You can actually leave comments as well. Or you can reach out to me on Twitter at Bearman of Texas, just TX. I don't need to spell that out, to let me know your thoughts, because I'm always curious to know what you have to say. And of course, Ringside Chaos is available wherever you get your podcast. Hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you won't miss out on any exciting upcoming content. Thank you all very, very much. Y'all have a good one, and God bless.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMePeople, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.